Hi, welcome back to Shower Thoughts with Helen.
Yay.
Today I brought in a special guest. It's the first ever solo guest. It's Mr. Minkyu Han. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Minkyu Han. I am a senior in the school that Helen went to. Yeah, yes. And I'm graduating in like a month.
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah, and I'm Korean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Korean, so we're probably going to talk about like Korean stuff today.
Yep. Dude, it's awkward how we're talking about our own country in English.
Yeah, and it's also pretty awkward because I don't think I've like talked with you in English a lot.
Yeah, dude, it was always Korean.
Yeah.
Bro, it's okay.
Yeah, we're trying new things today.
Trying new things, man. Trying new things. All right. First question. Your experience living in Korea. Did you ever, like, did you actually live in Korea before?
Yeah, I did. I was born in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived there till I was, like, 5 years old, I think.
Mm.
And then I moved to the UK, London. And then came back in, like...
Whoa.
And then came back in like third grade.
Oh wow.
And then lived in Korea till like ninth grade. So I've lived like about 10 years of my life in Korea, maybe less than 10.
Oh, that's actually longer than I thought. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to UK? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I used to have a British accent.
Oh my god.
That.
Oh, don't even. Oh my god, really? Bro, can't imagine.
I honestly even can't imagine.
I'm not gonna let you demonstrate here.
I probably won't be able to.
Capite might. Oh god, that was bad. That's just that.
Are you mental?
Oh god. Yeah, so my experience in Korea, I mentioned it in like my podcast numerous times, but yeah, like I'm born there. I'm born in Shanghai. And been raised there for a long time.
Mm.
So coming here from a university, this is my first time ever living in Korea. And it's honestly, at first, I was kind of intimidated by the people because, you know, they're like completely new people. And like back in Shanghai, we kind of had the privilege to like speak Korean because like they're Chinese, so they won't understand your language, right? So like you could just speak Korean or English and like just, you know, whatever. But like here, literally anyone could understand you unless you speak Chinese or like Spanish or whatever. Like
that was like what my mom was telling me. Like we live in like Pudong, so there's not a lot of like Koreans around. So my mom's always like, well, it's so like comfortable like being able to say anything and not no one like understanding. But then when we go to like Pusi or like Korea, she like still does that, like she says stuff that's like kind of embarrassing because like it's become like a habit because like she thinks like no one understands her.
Yeah
so it's been like there were some instances that I was like, mom, can you stop? Please, you're embarrassing me.
Bro, should it be the other way around? You should. That's kind of funny.
It's like, mom, people can hear you. it's not China right now.
Yeah. That was kind of new here. Like, the fact that they can understand you and that I have to wash my mouth.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. I think we could link to the next question, like, straight up. How is it different from Shanghai? Like, cultural differences? Anything that shocked you?
Not a lot, because I think most of my experience living in Shanghai is, like, from my school, this, like, tiny school.
Mm.
So I don't really, like, even know a lot about Shanghai culture. But like if we were to compare the schools that I went to, the school in Korea that I went to was like a huge public school with like 300 students per like grade.
Wow.
So it was really, and then like the school was like right next to this like Hagwon-ga.
Mm-hmm.
So like everyone was like so obsessed with going into like a good private high school and then getting into like Seoul National University and whatnot. So it was like very competitive.
Oh wow.
And then coming to Shanghai, it was still very competitive, but then like there were like three classes with like 20 students each.
Right.
And I felt like I had like more freedom in like what I choose to learn or like what I do in school. Like, that was like my first impression when I got here. So that did kind of shock me. Like, wow, like the education system is very different. Not that it's a Chinese education system, because it's like an American one.
Yeah, but... right. I'm pretty sure like Chinese local schools here work the pretty much the same. Like they're also as competitive as Korea.
Yeah.
Right. But
true.
I mean, from our experience, at least we went to a quote unquote international school. So, yeah, it was way loose.
Very dubious about the terminology.
You know what? We just keep it quiet, maybe.
Yeah. It was an international school.
Yeah, no. of course, yep. Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone to a Korean school, so my experiences might be different. But, like, top of my head, the thing that I could think of is, you know how we have different terminologies we use for elderlies? And not just elderlies, like, even to people who are, like, an age, like, a year older than you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Especially in schools, like, 선배, like, the 선배 개념
is pretty strong. I hated that so much in Korea. I was in middle school, and then these, like, they're, like, a few months older than me, and then they, like, expect me to, like, bow to them. I'm like, bro, you're, like, a month older than me. Yeah. It was really intense.
Yeah. Next question is, how were you able to remain intact with the Korean trends and culture, even though you weren't physically there? Social media, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. It's like, it's almost like I'm not even like behind on the trends, because it's like just I use social media so much that like the newest trends, they just like, I just kept being fed those newest trends. Like YouTube, for example, I remember watching this video of like a compilation of all the like iconic memes from like 2010 to 2020, and then like just like that is just, it's just so prevalent that it's honestly hard to not be intact with the trends.
What are other things, like when I was young, my mom always sent us, me and my brother, to this Korean weekly Korean school where we go there like every weekends.
I used to go to something like that in London.
Oh really?
I'm pretty sure that there's like a weekend Korean school in almost like every country.
Oh bro, really?
Because like all the Korean immigrants, they all send their kids there, I think.
Oh, maybe we're very like, we prioritize like remaining to our roots or something.
Yeah, I even like, I went to just like a regular public school in England. But then my mom had me like do the like Korean like math problems, Korean history problems.
Bro.
Just outside of school, just to like know what's going on in Korea and know like how to speak Korean, because I feel like there are a lot of people, a lot of Koreans, or like a lot of what do you call it, like third culture kids, that don't know their like mother tongue that well, at least. So I am really grateful that my mom helped me do that.
Yeah, same here. I feel like getting that education from a young age is pretty important, because once you are very used to like a certain language or certain culture, then like you're just fixed into that, and it's hard to kind of like get out of it almost. And yeah, me too. I'm just very grateful that she taught me the basics from like very young age. That's that.
Yeah. I'm really bad at like reacting to stuff We're like,
oh no, it's
okay. So I'm like, oh, next question.
Bro, it's okay, it's okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
It's my job, it's okay. All right, then we could just, yeah, so what are some Korean trends at the moment? Like, do you think Korea is big on following the trend?
Oh, I think they're definitely big on following the trend. Like, even when I was in middle school in Korea, there was this thing where it's like, oh, you don't know the newest trend, or like you're still wearing that like years ago. So they're definitely big on the trends and whatnot.
Yeah.
And for like some Korean trends right now, I think they're like, I don't know like what to specify as trends, like food. I see a lot of like rosé food going on.
Yes, dude, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's good, but it's so cheesy.
Is it? It's like the cream added to like spicy stuff, right?
It's not even spicy, it's not very creamy. It's pretty good though.
Oh
yeah,
so there's like even tteokbokki, rosé tteokbokki, and I saw a lot of people doing like photo booths called like Photomatic, right?
Photomatic,
like
what is that?
It's like the thing where like celebrities,
oh, 인생네컷?
It's like 인생네컷, but it's like a different photo booth.
Oh really? Bro, I'm not interested.
Maybe you're behind.
Hey, teach me some trends.
do you know trot, like trot?
Trot? What is that?
That's like so huge in Korea right now.
What is that?
Trot.
Ah, trot. Yeah, dude.
I don't know how to say that in English. It's like a
bro
music genre that's like very famous among like old people. And that really kind of makes me go crazy when it's like all over the place.
Yeah, it's a genre that's really like bop plus
yeah,
groovy.
I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know, it's basically the point we're trying to make here is that it's basically old people song, but it's back in trend right now.
Yeah,
and at first it was fine, like it was good, but they just overusing it now. Like every single show, they're trying to like link it with trot and trying to make that a thing.
It is very annoying sometimes. But yeah, what other trends are there? Like, do you have any
trend? Maybe like beauty trends. Maybe beauty standards. Like, what do you think about the K beauty? And like the standards people have.
K-beauty, I think just like K-beauty itself, I think it's pretty darn good. Like the products are really good, I think. And like the fame that it has right now worldwide, I support that. I don't
Yeah, me too.
But like the standards, of course.
Yeah.
It's very high up there. Like whenever I used to go back to Korea in the summers, I always felt like people were like judging me based on my like appearance or like the way I look.
Dude, same.
And I think that all like ties back to having very high standards on like, oh, you have to look like this to be like acceptable. They're like, oh, like these K-pop idols are like so pretty. Like everyone wants to be like them. And I definitely think that it is a very toxic thing right now in Korea.
Yeah. It's like, I know it's every country have this problem. It's not just like Korean thing, but it's definitely very visible. Just by walking down the street, you could tell people care about their appearances, they care about what they how they dress up.
Yeah,
it's just very high standard, like it's way up there. So it almost feels like a crime to wear comfy clothes out sometimes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And like I remember when I first got here and I started making friends, they were like, oh, I could tell you're from abroad because you don't dress like people from here. So I was like, huh? What?
Yeah.
That's a thing. That was kind of interesting. Yeah, so like just now we kind of mentioned how we compare ourselves to like idols, like how good they look. So like, what's your opinion on like the spread of K-culture, like K-pop or like K-drama and everything? Because now that it's like literally everywhere, like even on Netflix, they should start
today, Yoon Ye-jung, the actress, won Oscar. That is so, so impressive and cool. I love her so much.
Mm-hmm. And she's so humble as well. So it's good to see her like that.
On her interviews, they just give me joy. Like, it's just, oh, I love her so much.
It's so pure. There's, like, no fabrication whatsoever. It's just herself. She's just being herself.
Mm.
And it's just so good to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the question. I think I definitely am glad that K-pop artists or, like, K-dramas or, like, Korean works are getting recognized.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's like a lot of like pride in that, like national pride that we take.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also definitely like the downside of it all. Like I don't know, like there is a lot of like fetishization.
Ooh.
Of like Korean boys or like the Korean boy that looks just like BTS. Not that it's like a huge issue, but then I do see that.
I agree
a lot of time.
Like fetishizing as well, like the other day I saw this news where like a certain person did like crazy amount of plastic surgery to look just like Jimin from BTS.
Oh yeah, I think I know that person.
Yeah, and I was so scared and I was genuinely concerned.
Like, you're a completely different race, you have different facial features, like stop.
Yeah, just,
oh, and I also think that like with the spread of Korean like K-pop or like K-dramas, I feel like there's like a glorification of Korea.
Mm.
Like some people think it's just a perfect place to live in.
Mm.
Like everything in the dramas, they are like definitely happening in Korea. Like,
yep. Nope, they're not.
Everyone's so perfect. And I feel like that is a very, very misconstrued
thing right now. I've heard that a lot of exchange students, they come to Korea having the fantasy that Korea is going to be like a certain way. They're going to have like a lot of people's going to look like idols, or like you have a better chance of meeting idols and just those type of stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna date a K-pop idol.
Yeah, like, you know, like they have those fantasies, and like even from like K-drama exposures, like for example the Inheritors. Do you know the Inheritors?
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, the legendary film, TV series. Anyways, from seeing those things, like it's a wrong portrayal of our country, and so sometimes I think it does give like bad influence to like people, in a sense.
Yeah.
And also another thing I thought of is like, okay, like I know K-pop is a big thing now, and it's great that it's happening, but sometimes you can see other countries kind of like abusing their fame.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you see some talk shows or just interviews in general, just from their questions, you could tell they haven't done their research. They clearly don't know who the members are. They clearly don't know whatever their backgrounds and everything. Just the questions they ask are always bland, same old questions. They're just there because they just brought the idols for like commercial purposes. Seeing that kind of just honestly kind of just saddens me, like,
yeah,
because they worked their way up there and now they're just pretty much used as a commercial object almost, and it's kind of sad if you think about it that way.
Yeah, it's so cringe when when like some famous person says like, oh, like I love BTS or I love this like K-pop something, and like you're 100% sure that they don't know anything about them, they're just doing it for clout, and I'm like,
oh dude,
cool, thanks for appreciating my culture.
Oh yeah, like, oh, you're Korean, oh, I love BTS. I'm like, bro, don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that is so annoying. That is so. And also, oh, I also wanted to mention this, like K-pop is is like spreading throughout the world, and like everyone's loved, well, not everyone loving it, but it's being loved by like a lot of people. But
true,
but in reality, in Korea, there's still so many people that hate K-pop.
Hey, Mikyo, I was literally gonna bring this up.
Like, there's so many people who feel like, who think like, oh, it's K-pop, that's not even real music,
dude.
And it's like, but like those are the people who take pride in like, oh, BTS won a Grammy, or like, oh, blah blah blah. And I'm like,
bro,
you hate K-pop. Like, I know you hate K-pop.
Oh god, dude, I was gonna bring this up too, because like there's just so many people who, okay, so like they think people who genuinely like K-pop or like a certain idol group, they think they're just a clout chaser and that they don't want to follow the route. But that's really not the case. People like, K-pop is an art itself. It's not just a joke. I hate the fact that like a lot of people still take this as a joke, not as like an art form. If you think about it, like all those choreo and like costume, makeup, your like singing, just everything combined is such a like constructive thing. Like you can't be just like taking this as a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially BTS, like personally, I like BTS. And like whenever I bring that up, they're like, oh, what, you're an ARMY? Okay, like they just give you that glance, and I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Oh, you like K-pop?
Oh yeah. Heck yeah, I love K-pop. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah, it's like some people think it's cool to hate on K-pop.
Yeah, I don't know, it's so annoying.
Yeah, I hate it so much. Because I'm like the most hardcore K-pop fan.
Oh, you are?
I'm probably a fan of like most of the K-pop idols out there.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just like all of them. They're just all like doing their job. Like they're not harming anyone. They're just
exactly
singing and dancing.
Yeah.
And I support that.
It's their job. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Just speaking of hating K-pop, I think one of the biggest reasons is because like some of the fan bases, they're pretty toxic.
Yeah.
And people are hating on the fan base, not the idols.
Yeah.
But that just somehow grew into like, oh, I hate K-pop.
Yeah.
In general. And that's just so sad and depressing. Like, that's not it.
Yeah. But like, I do agree that fan bases are pretty toxic.
Yeah, they can be kind of toxic. But just overall, I'm glad that we're now living in an age where K-culture is such a big thing.
Yeah.
I do have pride in that. Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know yet, because like the school I'm in right now, like everyone's like Asian, everyone knows K-pop, at least like a lot of them know K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, I don't know the impression of K-pop in like foreign countries, but like I don't know how it's going to be like when I go to college and then I say I like K-pop, and then they're going to be like, oh, you like K-pop, or if it's going to be like, oh, I like BTS too, or like I like these groups too. So I'm really curious about like what like the general student body of like the US college has to say about K-pop.
Yeah, I'm also curious. Let me know.
Okay. Take it. Anyways,
I think that's enough with K-pop and K-drama.
Oh, can we can we have like our personal suggestions for K-pop or K-drama?
Dude, let's get it.
Do you have any like new finds?
K-pop wise, no, I'm pretty much, everyone know about BTS, so whatever. But K-drama, recently, I've been rewatching the Hospital playlist.
Mm.
Yeah, because like season two is coming out real soon, so I'm trying to like like backtrack my memory real quick because I've kind of forgot the plot, so I was like, maybe I should do a marathon. And wow, it's so well made.
Really?
Just every single, yeah, the plot, like the relationship between the characters, like the character development, and like the lines. The lines are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just really respect the PD, like the producer of that film.
Oh, I heard that the hospital playlist is very accurate and like medical stuff.
Oh yeah, I've also heard. You know
how some shows they just like wing it, and then they'd be like, "Oh yeah, just use this," and then you just use these random words. But then I heard that
actually cringe. So I remember like watching these YouTube clips of actual doctors analyzing like scenes, and that was pretty fun to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, the newest K-pop finds are Stacy. Like, I'm obsessed
with
them these days. They're like Stacy.
Yeah.
They are so good.
Like, I heard,
like, their songs are so good. Like, the members are so...
Wait, let me search it up real quick. Isn't Hyun in there? Wait, no. Is that another group?
Yeah, there's like an actress who's like a daughter of a famous K-pop.
Oh yeah.
K-pop, old K-pop singer.
Like first generation K-pop.
And like, I think the beauty of K-pop is not just like listening to their albums.
Yes.
It's like watching their shows.
100%.
Like them perform with it. Like that's that's where the fun comes in. And I'm also very into SHINee these days.
Dude, me too. Oh my god.
Like they're so good. Like they're like 10 years old. Like the group itself. It's I like know. 10 years old.
It's been so long.
And they're so good these days. Like
it doesn't feel like they're aging. Like mentality wise as well. It's like still so fresh. And I'm like, I'm loving this.
I love their new album. Like it's so good.
So good. And like you could, they're like on shows a lot these days because like they came back, right?
Yeah.
And it's just so funny to see them like talk. It's been 10 years. So it's like they're veterans pretty much.
Yeah.
So like they know what they're talking about. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
K-dramas, I think. I also rewatched a show. It's called Empress Ki.
Oh.
Ki Hwang-hoo. That I love that so much. I finished like 60 episodes in like a week or something.
Wait, is that humanly possible?
Like a week or two, I can finish 60 episodes. It's like a period piece, and it probably aired in like 2013, 2015-ish. And it's really good.
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix.
It's really good.
I should try
too. It's really good. I recommend it 100%. If you're into like period pieces of like old Korea and China.
All right. I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep. So let's skip to the next question. Do you want to live in Korea permanently? Do you think it's like the ideal, like the place for you?
Do you want to go first on this one?
Sure. To be honest, before coming to university, like even like a year ago, I wasn't so sure. Like I got in, so I have to come. Obviously, that's a given.
Yeah.
But I was, to be honest, kind of scared to, you know, have to living in like a completely new environment. And yeah. I kind of had this bad impression of Korean society. Like, no offense, but like I just had this conception that, oh, it's strict and it's very, like we touched on before, it has very high standard on beauty. It's, you know, like the authority, like there's a specific term you have to use for like authority figures, you have to respect elderlies, like, you know, those like typical stereotypes people have for Korea. Like I also had them too. Yeah. So I was kind of didn't want to accept myself into this. But now that I'm actually living here, like, it's been like almost a year now, and I think it's pretty good because, like, the transportation here is pretty lit
and it's like so convenient though.
Like, there's the living in near Seoul, even, it's just so convenient. There's a lot of good food. There's so many good clothing brands. KTV, like Queen Norebang.
Yeah. Oh, I miss that. I miss that a lot.
Yeah. Before coming here, I didn't know why people were so obsessed with it. Because, like, back in Shanghai, we would go to, like, the, like, actual KTV, like, a room. Like, a legit room, right?
Yeah.
But, like, coming here, like, dude, going there, like, alone, now that is fire. It's so good. It's
and
so
also good. It's just like so quick. And then like, I still remember, like, I used to go to like SAT prep in like Seoul, and then we had like lunchtime and it was like about an hour, and then we like get done with our lunch in like 40 minutes, and then go to Korean Norebang, like KTV, for like 10 minutes and finish like 3 songs, and then go
back. That must have been so fun.
SAT prep. That was really fun.
Wow, like 10 minutes, a really quick one.
Yeah,
that's my thought on this. What about you?
So you're saying you do want to live there permanently?
Yeah, I see. You know, why not?
For me, the answer is no. I do not want to live in Korea. I think it's because I've lived there for a while, and I've had my own experience of living in Korea. It's a very like uptight. Like, I don't know how to say it. It's a very like conforming society where you have to like conform to all these like standards, which I had trouble of fitting in. And I also think it's a very conservative place.
Oh yeah, it is.
That just does not comply with my political ideologies.
Let's not touch on that.
We're not getting political here, but I'm just saying,
yes,
like, those views don't really align with my views, and I would just like to get out of that place and not have to deal with it.
I agree to a certain point, but like, the medical system here is pretty good, like, as Korean citizens, obviously it's better for us, right?
Public health care,
yeah, it's pretty lit here.
It's really good. It's
So I think if you think about it long term, it's better for us to live in our own countries. So the question is, like, live here permanently, right? So that's why I said yes, but definitely I would like to fly to other places and live there for a while, like, gain experience. Because obviously I don't want to, like, rot here forever.
Rot in Seoul.
Yeah. That's that. Now we're on to the last question, which is, what is your favorite thing about this country?
Food.
Knew you were going to say that.
It's just so good. I don't want to live in Korea, but I will miss Korean food for the rest of my life.
It is so good. Dude, even the convenience stores.
Yeah.
Convenience store foods are so good. Yeah,
Pyeongdaejeon. They're so good. Like, I don't know how they do that.
Exactly. Like, when I first came here, like, my grandparents, they would ask me, oh, what do you want for dinner? And I'm like, can I just go to a convenience store and buy, like, a whole bunch of food?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
I know.
And it's just so convenient. I also think I like the convenience of everything. Like you said, delivery, like, transportation. Like, a subway ride is 1,000 won, which is, like, less than $1.
True.
Yeah, just, like, it, like, the stores stay open like 24/7.
Yeah, a lot of places.
So I do like that about Korea.
Yeah, mine would be, I don't know why, but like, the like what I said before, the medical services they provide, it's good. It's really beneficial for us. So yeah, on to the next segment, which is music recommendation segment.
I've recently been jamming to Taylor Swift, like, her like newest, what do you call this, like,
remastered,
the re-recorded album. I'm obsessed with, like, every single song on it,
dude. To be honest, I haven't heard all of them, but
it's so good.
I've heard a lot of good reviews, man.
My personal favorite is Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Ooh, wait, is that a new song?
Yeah, it's a new song. It's from The Vault.
Oh.
And I heard it's about Joe Jonas.
Wait, huh? wait a minute.
Because like they used to date. Well, yeah. I think I have a thing for like songs that have drama around it. Because I was also obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License.
Oh yeah, dude, that was some shit.
Yeah, I think I'm very into like drama surrounding songs. yeah, so I recommend.
I need some teas.
Definitely.
I need some teas through songs.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that is a good one. Also, I like Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah,
it's the newest one. Yeah, right?
The music video is so pretty. Like, you have to check it out.
All right, will do, man.
Okay.
She's so talented.
She is super talented.
Like, I see her Instagram posts. Like, sometimes she just posts videos of her singing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how can one sound like that and play piano like that, like simultaneously, and just sounds so beautiful?
Yeah, and like make her own songs. That's crazy.
Oh, true. Yeah, that too. Anyways, my music recommendation is, okay, honestly, the entire Justin Bieber album, Justice.
Oh my,
I'm obsessed with it. But I have two favorite. One is No No Better, featuring DaBaby.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah, and then the second one is Die For You, featuring Dominic Fike.
Die For You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will definitely check it out. I haven't listened to his album or his songs in like ages.
Please don't tell me Baby is your last.
It might be.
Oh no.
But I did hear a lot of good stuff about it, so I'll check it out.
Very nice. All right, it was nice, man. I'm glad we, dude, it's been ages since conversed.
Conversed. since we've chatted.
Yeah. Chatted. It was nice having you, man. How do you feel?
Thank you for having me. I feel great. I feel like I talked nonsense.
No, you did not.
But I believe your editing skills. I believe in your editing skills.
I'll puzzle it and make it work.
I wish the best for you.
Me too.
In your college stuff, in your life in Korea.
Yeah, right back at you, man. I'm pretty sure you're gonna do awesome. So don't worry. And yeah, wish you the best as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yay. All right. How do we end? How should we end this?
Should we say bye in Korean?
안녕.
안녕.
Dude, should we do like 성시경's 잘 돼요?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. 선 넘었다.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyways. All right.
3, 2, 1.
안녕.
안녕. Bye.